The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Oh, this is just too funny. You have no idea what we go through with our amusing, talented announcer here in the morning before we get on the air. Hey, what can I say? You can hear Randy laughing. I'm still laughing. You're listening to Dr. Val Kirkgaard and Randy Shannon and our radio magazine, Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today in America. And it's brought to you by the Koning Company, drval.com, and 42action.org. And Bob Sercosta says we're doing radio that's changing the world. He's the guy that put together the Home Shopping Network. So that means something to me when he says that. Thank you, Bob. Now, if you hop on over to our website at Waking Up in America, you'll find all of our sponsors listed there. God bless them all. And you can tweet Randy, R-A-N-D-I, at Randy Shannon. Okay, and for you little tweeters, make sure that you put your initials there and ask a question, and we'll be happy to put you on the air. However, don't ask Randy to do your work for you. Do the work yourself, because that's the fun about standing up. Well, we're going to look forward to hearing from you this morning, because I thought we were doing one thing this morning, and it turned out that we're doing another. I thought Randy was going on a grand bicycle ride. I was all prepared to do an Anunnaki show, okay, because I'm fascinated with those guys. And I was doing a little research on them this morning. But the angels, you know, the angels were saying, hey, we have something different in mind. So if you happen to hear an angel singing or a dog barking or something like that, they're just communicating with us to get this program happening today. And when we were talking before the show, Randy, you started to tell me something just before we went on the air. What was that?
Oh, geez, what were we talking about? We went around the world and back before we went live.
Well, we were taking a look at what we wanted to have a conversation about on the air, because our guest is not present this morning. We were going to do Anunnaki Part 2. So you were just about to tell me something that you thought would be a great idea.
Well, you know, we were talking about your new incredible program about living to be 200. And, you know, I got talking about various people that have been recently diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, I want to live to be 200, and I want it to be a healthy, vibrant, happy living to be 200. And, you know, I was telling you that someone very close to me has been diagnosed with cancer, and it's a shock. It just came about literally within the last week. And then my dad, who just battled cancer, he just told me last night that he has three more friends that just were diagnosed with cancer.
And there's going to be more of that, too.
Yes.
With the air and the food and such, unless we get this thing handled here. But we were starting to get it handled, Randy. You know, more and more people are standing up against GMOs. Our friends in Mexico, no more GMOs grown in Mexico. For the first time, I'm actually looking for stuff grown in Mexico.
Yeah, you know, what we're doing wrong, I think, here in our country is we're fighting for labels, and in fact, we should just be kicking Monsanto out. That's what
yeah, exactly.
Peru did.
We don't want it labeled.
No, we don't want Monsanto in one garden and good food in another, because their garbage seeps into our good. And there's even cases where these Monsanto farmers have been caught red-handed via cameras that organic gardeners or regular farmers have stationed all around their properties. They're catching the Monsanto people coming in and contaminating their farms. And then the Monsanto group is actually suing the good farmer for for using some of their copyrighted, patented, whatever product, which the good farmer's not. Nobody wants that crap.
You know, that's the truth. But here's some fun for you guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I went over to the library and I got myself a copy of the Mother Earth News, which I haven't seen in time. So this particular issue is water-wise gardens. Spring growing guides for asparagus, chives, kale, blah, 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 wonderful stuff. So, you know, I'm not ready to do a big farming number with plows and stuff like that, but what I did, Randy, is I put pots, pretty good-sized pots, on my deck at home, and I've been doing test gardens, okay? So I've got one pot that's got tomato in it, and then I put Swiss chard in one and Russian chard in another, and I'm growing them because I want to know which one the bugs are after.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So, because I don't want to do pesticides, so I thought I would just grow stuff that doesn't need pesticides. So it turns out the Swiss chard gets covered up with little black bugs, so I don't think I'll be growing Swiss chard. I know, I'm sorry. The Swiss chard is the good one. It's the kale. It's the two different kale plants that have got these little black bugs all over them. Like little black sandpaper or something like that, it looks like. So I find myself now in Mother Earth magazine. Part of what we were talking about before the show was the Clavis multrum, which is actually a Swedish self-contained fertilization toilet system, which I found very interesting.
That is interesting. I love, you know, Ed Dames mentioned that we need to go back and learn some of these things that have just been completely gotten rid of. That stuff fascinates me.
Well, I'll tell you what else is fascinating about it. Now, I don't know how much land you've got and stuff like that, but I like to find out about getting it, because what happens is, of course, I couldn't tell my family members. They get crazy about some of this stuff. But turns out that after 2 years of product from this particular device, it actually makes excellent fertilizer. So that may be one of the reasons why people didn't like it, because they didn't like the idea of human fertilizer. However, France for a long time, and I don't know if they still are, was using human moisture. Is that a good way to say pee on the air? it was using human moisture to actually fertilize their gardens and growing quite enormously marvelous gardens. So, what can I say? I'm here with my little Mother Earth, and I'm looking at little cows and little baby buffaloes and 25 fresh ways to put extra food to good use, you know, to turn your extra mashed potatoes into little potato patties. Just the colors of things that are organic are just so incredible. I'm looking right now at a stew that's been put together with fresh onions and celery and really brilliant colored carrots. And then, you know, simpler times, and that's, I like that.
That's neat. Yeah, I love simpler times. I'm not sure about the putting the stuff that you got rid of back into it, because I'm ignorant of it, okay?
It's not an instant thing, Randy. It doesn't just happen instantly. It's like a 2-year process.
Okay.
That the Clavis multrum is used to create this. The point being is that people were extremely self-sufficient, and they didn't need a lot of things, okay, because they could actually generate what they needed themselves. They didn't have to spend a lot of gas. They didn't have to belong to the Ralph's Club, you know, to get the biggest discount bargain on this or that or the other thing. They grew a lot of the things in their garden, and if they didn't grow it, their neighbor was growing it. And then they were exchanging things. Did you ever remember a play called Plain and Fancy?
No, never heard of it.
I was very into musical comedy, and I remember.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Craig Stevens, who used to have a television show as a detective. I think that was the guy that led it. But it was all about the Pennsylvania Dutch, and it was really cute. And it had to do with the Pennsylvania Dutch, to like barn raisings and things like that. So if you were going to put up maybe a spare room on your house or something like that, Randy, you'd actually have the whole neighborhood come over, and then you'd whip that thing out in a day or two. And that was part of how we were. We were a community, and then community broke down, and then we became individuals who then got put into the rat race and struggled. You know, I was thinking about when, in 1917, when they actually created our birth certificates and started monetizing us, that's when all this community started to fall apart.
Yeah, you're
absolutely right. We were community individuals.
Yeah.
Now, you're going on that bicycle conversation in July, and what's going to happen on that is you're going to be riding with a whole lot of people, and when that race is, or that racer, that run is over, you're going to have a bond that didn't exist before, like people who rode across Ohio.
You know, when I've done this ride before, and I don't know if I've mentioned this on air, when you go into those small towns in Iowa and they greet you with the largest flag you've ever seen, ever, and they've got it draped from one end of a road to the other, and the mayor comes out and he's on like a little wagon and he's cutting jokes and singing songs, and he's got no tone, by the way. He can't really sing, but he's singing for you. And then they've got some guy who is just your average Joe who's on the microphone greeting you, telling you welcome, and pointing out the different things. And you got the churches who are stationed somewhere else, and they're singing songs. And it is such a community event. And
yeah.
I have literally ridden into towns where I was moved to tears because it was so warm, so welcome, so America. That is the America that I know. That is the America that I love. And that is the only place I've ever experienced that just overwhelming, just wash over me feeling of this is what our country really is. And it's the politicians, the government as we know it today, that totally doesn't have a clue what that is.
You know, that's part of what Living to Be 200 is all about. It's about actually a community of people that care about health, wealth, and vitality. And it's a really interesting thing because people have been surprised at me that I don't try to talk anybody into this, you know? It's like, I'll tell you what it is, and then you'll either get it or you won't get it, or you may get it later. But what I'm looking for is the people to get it now, because what I love about this conversation is the possibility of instant transformation. And instant transformation isn't just available with the possibility of living to be 200 here. Instant transformation is available if you get what Randy just said about community. It's like, that's a paradigm, because we live our lives like we're alone. We're actually members of a community.
It's seriously, Val, probably one of the most incredible moments in life when you ride into these towns. And all along the way, all these farmers, Iowa's about farms. So you've got cornfields, you know, they know this is the worst week for the corn. That corn is going to get, people are going to be going into the corn, using it for the bathroom and hiding places. Because you can't hold it from town to town necessarily. And there isn't enough bathrooms.
It's not a worst week, according to what I was just telling you, Randy. It's one that
true.
We maybe should be quiet about, or people across America will stop eating corn after July.
I know, well, I told you, Mo. But here's the other thing is these farmers, they come out and they, you know, there's farmers that have cooked all morning long, all night long, preparing for you to come from the eggs from their chickens. And you can purchase the hard-boiled eggs. And they put water slides out for you to have just absolute cold breaks during the hot ride. Or if their pigs just had piglets, they'll bring them out and put them on display and you can pick them up and hold them and take pictures. And tons of food vendors all along the way. It's the most amazing event. And if people haven't experienced RAGBRAI, that is something that has to be on the list. It is.
What is it? The name of it again?
It's called RAGBRAI, and it's the initials for Registers, as in the Des Moines Register, because they're the main sponsor. Registers, annual great bike ride across Iowa. And it starts out on the Nebraska border, and you dip your back tire into the water, into the river there, and then when you make it to the other side, which is the Illinois border, the Mississippi River, you dip your front tire. So that's kind of the routine. You dip in both the tires, you made it from border to border.
That's good fun. So we are talking about things being simpler, and it's interesting how things come along and kind of join together. I had not been to my public library since it opened, and I was actually wanting to get a form that I couldn't get off of my own computer, so I ended up going over to the library. And I ended up remembering research librarians, Randy. I don't know if you ever used them. I was I got really good marks at school because when I was in the sixth grade or the fifth grade in Santa Monica, I discovered research librarians. Do you know what they do?
No, not really. I've heard that term.
Well, here's the thing. You know, when before the internet, when you can sit down and you can reach any research anything. In a few minutes. I mean, you sometimes get too much because, you know, it's all the pros of this and the cons of that and all that. I would just go to the library. I heard the research librarian talking to somebody over the phone, and I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Oh, people call us all the time for information on different projects and stuff." So every time I would be given a homework assignment, I would call the research librarian, and I would get the scoop on the background on all the stuff. So I was getting like A pluses on my papers.
Oh, wow.
Because I had all this research going for me, and the rest of the people in the class hadn't thought of what I had thought of, but I kept my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it for years, used the research librarian, so I hadn't really talked to one in a long time because we've had the internet around. And Oleg, bless little Oleg's heart, he's a research librarian and he loves it. So when I was trying to figure out how to get a hold of this form, it turns out that his computer didn't download the government form perfectly. Let me tell you something, folks. What he discovered is, Randy and I were talking about this before the show too, is that the government uses Internet Explorer, which is one of the less frequently used browsers. Okay. But here's the thing. What I also discovered was that there's certain paperwork that you want to change, that you want to turn in so that you can change your status. And the particular form that I needed was supposed to have a barcode at the top of it. And there, in the copy downloaded from the library, there was no barcode on this. So it was, it's government forms showing up in different forms. And you can say, oh, well, that was just a mistake or something. Or you could say, you know, they're really making it hard for us to change status, because once we change ourselves from an individual into a community, and once we change ourselves from a citizen into a person that's recognized as a sovereign or diplomacy, the whole world changes. And so the pathways to that are very, what's the right word for that, very well hidden. It's kind of like they sprinkled leaves over how you get to places, because all the forms that you want to turn yourself from a citizen into royalty, all of those different places, they're available to you, but you have to be able to find them. So a lot of times you'll hear Randy talking about 42action.org, or I might be mentioning something about Kelby and his advocates, and I've got friends that are doing other research work. What we're doing is we're going out and we're getting the pieces, and then we're experimenting with them to see what works best. And right now, Jonah Bay's got a seminar that's happening July 18th and 19th here in Garden Grove, and that's something that you really want to find out about, because what that guy's got going on for him is that he's going to actually show us all different kinds of things. He's going to show us how to create our paperwork so that... Well, here's the secrets of how to resolve legal matters, to discharge all debt, mortgages, student loans, credit cards, all of it, and set up private trusts and become tax exempt, and to get yourself on law enforcement's do not detain list. Now, all this sounds like anti-government. It actually isn't. It's actually doing what the government does. These statutes to do all of these things are there. The forms actually exist to do all of these things, and you have to be able to access them. So Jonah Bay is going to be teaching us how to do that on July 18th and 19th. And boy, let me tell you, I'm in the course. And if you want to know more about it, you can call me at 310-455-8623. That's 310-455-8623, because I'm right here in sunny California, and I'm ready to do this. And we're also getting memberships for the Happily 200 Club, because what we're going to be doing there, and what we're already doing is we're collecting data on quality of life. The possibility of living to be 200 isn't that I think everybody that does it is going to live to be 200, but I know that everybody that does it is going to have a paradigm shift in how they experience life, and that's what Randy and I are after across the board, actually. If you take a look at what's behind Waking Up in America, that's what we're doing every week. We're looking for identifying and passing on to the community quality of life things. So, I don't know, Randy. I don't know if it can get much better than that.
No, I think it's this Living to Be 200. How do they find you for that? That's on the website, Waking Up in America. You have a link?
They're going to call me right now. What we're doing is we're actually putting together. We're charging a $20 a year membership fee for access to the website. Anybody will have access to the website once it's up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what I'm looking at doing is I'm looking at putting it with the Koning Company, Randy, because that Koning Company site, that's a 5,000-year-old process, Koning Company,
mm-hmm.
cleaning the eustachian tubes. And that process is part of what keeps people really healthy, especially in this day and age with all the chemtrails and such. So I was actually thinking of linking it with that. Or we're still discussing it. What we're doing is we're actually putting together possibility. The T-shirt got designed last week, so we're having a T-shirt available. So the first 100 members of this are what we're calling founders members, okay? And we right now have 18 founders members. This is just so much fun. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed it. Because everybody's got a good story. Everybody's got somebody they met. Now, who did you meet? Now, I haven't asked Randy, but when I talk to you about the possibility of living 200, who do you want to introduce me to, Randy?
Ooh, to bring him on board this program? Everyone that's in my inner circle.
Yeah. And guess what? Gail is working on getting it introduced to the AARP. Can it get better than that?
No, that's great.
And by the way, this is all volunteer. So these are all people with sparkling eyes, okay? Because once they got the possibility, they actually experienced an internal shift.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is when you get the possibility of living to be 200, if you're an older person such as I am, older being now old, not as old, but when I first thought of this at 74, I figured I had maybe 26 years left. If I was lucky, I'd live to be 100. When I recognized that people in the Bible were living to be, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 years old, I was thinking, certainly 200 wouldn't be unreasonable.
Right.
And then all this information started showing up. In fact, when I grew up, Randy, my mom was reading a book called The Happy Healthy Hunses, okay? And those puppies were running around at 115 having babies.
That's wild.
Isn't it? And they weren't.
Yeah.
Nobody was giving them shots of anything. They're actually the happy healthy hunts. They live in a part of Pakistan. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the environmental circumstances of their lives. They were originally Roman soldiers. Did I mention that to you before?
No.
Okay. So they're Roman soldiers. They go to this valley in Pakistan that's got very steep sides to it. They've got. They grow apricot trees. They grow organically. They always did because they had to grow organically because there wasn't that much ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so they produce like two crops a year, and it's
okay.
All organic.
Wow.
They have very steep mountainsides, so they're always running up and down these mountainsides doing their gardening. They like apricots, which, by the way, apricots are cancer effective.
Yes.
That's one
Good
of the
word.
Things. So they naturally do apricots, okay? That's
mm-hmm.
the thing they like. They celebrate, Randy. When they celebrate, they have wine and they have a little meat and they do all this other stuff. They're basically, I would have to say, Essene, which is the biblical division that I like the best because the Essenes believe everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to deny themselves a glass of wine or something like that.
Well, I mean, it is grapes.
Yeah, you know, it is. So, and they're doing that, and then it turns out, which I just found out recently, that the glaciers that actually give water to that area are actually perfect water. Like their alkaline content is perfect.
Mm, nice.
So they're getting food and water and all this other good stuff. And as I said, they're procreating at like 110, 115. Now, I don't know what they're doing now because Art Linkletter back in the 1960s, it used to take like 5 days by mule to get to wherever they were in Hunza Land.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I've got my fingers crossed there isn't a McDonald's there.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not.
Because what happens, and it's been happening in Mexico, too. You know, I bought this really beautiful land in Mexico, and then all the developers want to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to develop it. Well, the reason it's beautiful is because the developers aren't there.
Exactly, and putting in the high-rises, the block.
Yeah. Oh, let's put in high-rises and see if we can get 3,000 people per square inch in this area. You know, so that's what we're looking at all over. So here I am with my copy of Mother Earth talking about the happy, healthy Hunzas, talking, and Randy, you're talking about riding across Iowa and being into a community and meeting, you know, meeting Americans. The 4th of July is coming up, and the Pacific Palisades has a 5K run. I unfortunately have been having trouble with my feet and legs or I'd be in the darn thing, but I was last in it in 3 years ago. And what struck me, about 8,000 or 9,000 people show up for this 4th of July run, and my friend Alita Albuquerque, the artist, her husband Carrie Peck, skydives to start the parade. And that's actually how I met him in the first point, because I got so taken by the skydiver and that I would run after him and stuff, and then later on I ended up knowing them.
That's one thing American. I still want to do is some skydiving. I want to do
I've done it. You mean you actually haven't skydived?
I've paraglided and I've hang glided. I have not.
Did you have a skydive? Well,
no.
Finally, some athletic feat that Randy Shannon hasn't done that Val has.
Well, it will be knocked off the list this summer. I totally plan on doing it. So.
Well, it's totally great. Come on out here to Paris and do it where they practice for the world championships. There's a place called Paris. What's really cool about the Pacific Palisades, though, and the 4th of July is getting really very close, is it's an American town, just like the American towns that you were talking about in Iowa.
Oh, incredible.
And the Palisadians decorate with red, white, and blue flags all over the place, and it just brings up every patriotic molecule in my body, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't. Did I tell you, by the way, that I got passed by like 80 and 85-year-olds like I was doing
so? Well, here, the 85-year-olds in the Pasadena in the Pacific Palisades Parade, they're walking. Okay,
right.
And they're there. They're walking. They're pushing their grandchildren and little baby buggies and all kinds of stuff like that. It's a great day. But here's the deal. Before the 5K begins, or the 10K, it's split up so you can do both, they do the American anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, people were crying.
Oh, yeah.
When the anthem was happening, and I believe that people are crying because they can feel America.
Yeah,
this America that we cherish so much, kind of like slipping through their fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's time for us to reclaim the America that's in our hearts.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be super patriotic after that week again. Another side note, and you'll you're going to love this one. Lance Armstrong, you know he does that race also. It's one of his favorite races in this country, he said. And he actually does race. I ride. I'm not really in a race because I know I'm not going to win that one, so there's no point. But I listen to this. He passed me like I was sitting still, and his whole entourage passed me like it was like they were like lightning. We get to the next town. He stops for almost 2 hours, shaking hands, saying hi to everybody, hanging out. He just kind of hangs out. So I got 2 hours of leeway on him. He passes me again like I'm sitting still. So I got to see Lance Armstrong pretty much his back both times.
What is his back like, Randy? Can we have an eyewitness view of Lance Armstrong's back?
Well, he is a good-looking guy, and you know, those bike outfits, they're not too shabby to look at, I got to say. But you do come away with the worst tan lines ever, and it takes a long time to get that evened out. Wearing biker shorts, you're all squared off, you know.
Uh-huh.
I did hear some logic this week, which is kind of, it's a mindset that a lot of people need to change. And here it goes. You got to follow along with me.
Okay, I'm all ready.
Okay. Chocolate comes from cocoa, which is a tree. That makes it a plant. Chocolate is salad.
You go, girl. Got anything else? I like that one.
Yeah, I read that, and I
so listen. I got to tell you though, they've got chocolate covered acai berries at the 99-cent store.
Ooh.
And let me tell you something. Chocolate is an acai berry too.
That sounds yum.
It is
like
totally disgustingly. It's almost too bad that they're so inexpensive.
Right.
Because then they're so much easier to consume and justify.
Oh yeah.
And you know, they're healthy.
Well, that's good because you know when I was in like eighth grade, my dad used to work for Hershey Foods, and he would bring home all this chocolate. They would have the overflow that for some reason maybe it was misshaped or whatever, so they would give it to the employees. And he would bring home these boxes that had 40 little miniatures in them, and I would go underneath of the stairs where no one could find me, and I would shove those things in and just mow, 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 and I swear I put on like 40, 50 pounds in like under 6 months. I had
really?
To put me, yeah, I had to get that under control.
Did you ever get it under control?
Yeah, I think it was my freshman year or so in high school that I joined with one of my classmates a aerobics class for 6 weeks, and we were too poor to get hand weights, so we took soup cans in, and we did the whole aerobics class with our soup cans, and it was killer, and after that I never really went back to being out of shape ever again.
I don't quite get how soup cans and aerobics go together.
Well, you had to have hand weights when you like did your aerobics, when you did
okay.
your moves up on the stair step thing and down.
So you didn't open the cans. You just had like
no.
full
No, we took those full-size soup cans, which, you know, we tried to get bulky soup, like vegetable or something. And that's what we used for weights. So.
And you know what? I bet you got just as strong as those were the ones that are selling for $19.95 at Big Five.
Yeah. When I got into shape from that, people were like, oh, my gosh, you're losing too much weight. They hadn't seen me thin, which was what I usually was my whole life. So until
totally makes me crazy. You know, people get nervous if you change too much.
But right.
I weighed 198 pounds, and I weigh like 167 to 170, depending upon the week right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went down to 160, they asked me if I had AIDS.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's like there's a... It's almost like we've got a fat comfort level that's too high.
Yeah.
Or if you change too much, you must be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you're not sick. You're just feeling better about things, or you're
totally.
Doing things.
Yeah.
Like what I've noticed is that when I do the things that make my life different, the thing about this possibility of living to be 200, it's made me happier than anything I've done in a really long time. Because the rest of it seems like work. This seems like fun.
Yeah. When you told me about it, Val, I was like, that is so cool. Absolutely. Why, I would join that in a heartbeat, and then it turns out it's you that started it, so it made it even better.
Well, if Gail does what I think Gail can do, and this gets into the AARP, we are going to be doing something with Americans that is unbelievable, and I'd love to get it into even something like the Young Americans, too, you know, that singing group
mm-hmm.
that sings all over the world, because I thought it was an older person's conversation, and it isn't. It's like the kids are excited about it, too, because then they have time to do all the stuff they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And you say, what do you want to do with your life, Randy? You know, and you say, well, I want to do this, and I want to do that and the other thing, but I'll have to pick one of those. If you've got
exactly.
200 years, you don't have to pick one of them. You can do them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm a little biased, so so I guess I'm probably a little out of touch on most of the youth. I can only go off of, you know, my kids and their friends, and they are all awake, all of them, and they all live totally different. They're not down with the plan that we've had, where it's, you know, it's like a squared off life: get the house, get the picket fence, get married, have the kids. My oldest boys are in their mid-20s, and they're roamers. They're like nomads, and, you know, they just don't want to be put into that box that we all, you know, go to college, get the degree, get the career, and your life is the path that you're moving through, almost like a cow to the slaughter, is the same. And there's nothing wrong with people that are doing that. I don't want to knock that. I'm just saying my kids are a little bit different. They're very, very free thinking, and they're nomadic. They want to see this world. They want to see our country. They want to experience everything. I have rock climbers and race car driver, not legally, sons. I've got one that just told me he wants to sail around the world, and the thing is that's the kid that'll probably put the legs on it. I don't like it, but he wants to do that. And
The stories are frightening for parents to hear.
Yeah.
Those stories. Do you know what? We slipped right past the half hour.
Whoa.
We have, I know, I couldn't believe it. I'm looking at the clock going, oh my God. Because we really do need to say thank you to our sponsors.
Yes, we do.
Why don't you pick a sponsor and say thank you to them, and I'll say thank you to another one. You're good at it.
Well, El Pinto Salsa, you just mentioned that they just joined the Living to Be 200 Club, so let's start with that.
Yeah, I love it. By the time we get done with it, like, maybe we get banners out or something like that. Jim's fun. Jim Thomas, we welcome you to Living to Be 200. You know, we may even be able to get that old skeptic Mike Vitale to join, too, but we'll see.
Oh,
we'll have to check
gosh.
In. That'd be fun. But he's such a skeptic. Patricia Bragg, you know, I got to call Patricia Bragg. They keep changing their phone numbers. These people that are just remarkably effective and stuff, they change their phone numbers periodically. So I'm going to have to find a new number on her because I actually did try to get a hold of her. Patricia Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar. I want her back on the show, Randy.
Yeah, she's great.
And then we can pitch the Living to Be 200 when she's back on the show. She's already headed in that direction anyway. That's what she's like. Sir Jason Winterteat, these are things that are good for your immune system. We can't say that they cure anything that begins with a C or such, but if you are doing these things, your chances of getting the thing that starts with a C are much less. They're greatly reduced. You do the Protandin one. You do it so well. You have such pep in your voice.
Well, it's so fun, Protandin. Go to bed, take it 3 nights in a row before bed. Like night 4, night 3, you're going to be dreaming again. It's a blood cleanser. It fights off the free radicals in the body, takes your blood back to the youthfulness of an infant, for lack of way of saying it. It's an incredible product. It's all 100% good for you. There's nothing junk in it. And, it's just something I can't live without. I will not live without that product for the rest of my life. I love it. I take it daily. It sits next to my bed. Every night I take it. And
me too. Me
it,
too.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you know what's
totally
really fun
is
Michael T, who played Bubba Gump and Forrest Gump. We work directly with him. And so we get to have him on our calls all the time when we talk about Protandin. Phenomenal. Super fun. And he's a super great guy.
Yeah, and then by the way, a lot of people that are feeling good are super great people. A lot of the grumpy, poopy stuff that you run into in the world is because people don't feel good.
That's right.
They're doing what they need to be doing, and I'm putting quotes around need to be doing. They're doing what they think they need to be doing, and they don't feel good because they're stressed. And what I noticed with Protandin, I guess Protandin is getting the attention this morning, was that my once I started taking it regularly, my hours were longer without being fatigued, and I totally appreciate that. Randy Shannon's 42action.org, I definitely think she should have me on there talking about the possibility of Living to Be 200, and I'm sure we'll arrange that.
Yeah,
because
for
this
sure.
is a biggie. The membership is currently is $20. You can call me at 310-455-8623. And Ron Hayes, I apologize to you because you called and asked me to call you back. And I've been having, let's just say, I've never had so many things to do in my life as I had to do this week. So I will call you back, Ron. And I appreciate your support and your research directorship. You're very valuable to us, and I know you're helping out our friend Shalene, too. So I was actually on Shalene Nightingale's show about this, and she's on Blog Talk Radio. So the word is getting out, and then John Young of Totally Gospel radio station, he's on board. He's another one of our members. 'Cause what we're seeing is that when we hold this space, that everything is possible, and then everything we're doing fits inside of it. For instance, the Aqua Chi, which helps detox your body. It's a really incredible piece of equipment that's really good for cleaning you out. When you start to do these things, you start to sparkle. It's really nice. And then you can enjoy your sparkling with, what can I say, El Pinto Salsa, which is sold at your local Ralph's. So that's a good thing, too. Marketing with the Stars. You know, I haven't talked to Raw about it. I should call up Raw and let him know. This is something I think he'll get behind, too.
Oh, totally, yes.
Yeah, and the Galactic Federation, hey, folks, we are not alone in the universe. And the a lot of the stuff that's put into the movies is put there to scare you, just because that's what makes movies, you know, exciting and thrilling and stuff like that. There's a lot of very friendly people out in the universe, or life forms, should I say, some of which look like people and some of which don't. And they're in this universe, and they're here to help us. Actually, I saw it. Did you ever see the movie Ender?
No, doesn't sound familiar. I don't see a lot of movies.
Well, it was on my television set last night from HBO, and it was a story about young men and women being trained to protect themselves in the universe against attacks from aliens and all this kind of stuff, and. I won't tell you how the movie went, but I thought it was a really interesting, and the admiral of the fleet actually was a teenager who showed remarkable skills, and he ends up in a situation in which he does something that he thinks he's playing a game, and then he morally disapproves of his own actions when he finds out that he had been tricked. And it's a very intriguing movie, but the closing lines are of the movie is, off to recreate things. The closing lines to the movie are that he hopes he's as good at peace as he was at war.
I love peace.
Yeah, but get that you actually have to learn actually to be peaceful, because we're trained to fight for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps we can just choose our lives and enjoy them. And that, to me, is what the possibility of living to be 200 is all about.
That's
it's
nice.
About choosing the quality of your life and who you hang out with. It's about, Randy, how old are you?
47.
So technically speaking, you'd have another 53 years.
Well, I want more than that.
Right. And what happens is, if at 47, if she just was having a 100-year life, which is people mostly consider themselves lucky if they live to be 200.
Mm-hmm.
So, to be 100. So, now she would get to have 153 more years. So, how old would you feel then if you knew your life was? How would you describe yourself if you knew that you had 153 more years?
It would make sense, and here's why. Because a lot of times I feel like a little kid. I am not mature, and I don't want to be.
I won't grow up. I won't grow up. No, I promise that I won't. I want to be a kid forever.
Yeah.
Or be banished if I don't.
Yeah. One of my friends in Iowa, Kim, she knows I'm totally immature. I go visit her every time I go back, and all we do is laugh and yuck it up. And with
so
you, Val, I laugh.
You.
All my inner circle, we crack up a bunch, because life is just, you don't have to take it so serious. Just have fun. And people get wound up so tight.
Yeah.
And you just got to, you know. Don't
it's
lay
a reference
the mulch
thing.
On the ground this week. Just go to the beach, go to the pool, you know? Just let some of that crap go. Your house doesn't have to be perfect. Just go have fun. Go fish.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost much.
Yeah. So if she's 47, then her life isn't even a quarter over yet. If
no.
she looks at it that way, and that totally changes the game. And if you're carrying around emotional baggage, seriously, if you don't call me for this free demonstration of what I do, I'm not going to call you crazy. Yes, I am. I'm going to call you crazy. 310-455-8623. I can help you drop emotional baggage right over the telephone, and you will experience, if you hit a core issue in this time, you'll actually experience a paradigm shift, okay? And that's what I'm all about. I got, like, bored, Randy, when I did marriage, family, child counseling, because even though a lot of the work is brilliant, it takes so long.
Yeah.
I figured out a way to neutralize things, okay, from the past. And you hear about soldiers in PTSD all the time, but a lot of human beings, especially in alcoholic families, they all experience PTSD. Everybody's experienced it at one time or another. It's when you get thoroughly shocked, okay, by something that happens, and that shock actually remains in your system until it's released. Well, I've developed a process that actually allows you to release that shock, and you can go to Dr. Valerie, and that's DrValerie.com, and check it out. And you can call me at 310-455-8623, and I'll give you a half an hour demonstration, and you could hit the jackpot.
Who wouldn't
that
pick
simple.
Up on that?
Yeah. You'd be surprised, because it sounds too simple. See, we're taught that it's all hard, it's all complicated. That's why Randy and I were part of the reason why we were referring to simpler times today, okay? Part of what it's like, how often do you get to see a plant growing? So I've got these plants on my deck, and I go out, and my little tomatoes are getting really good right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm watching them change color, and I'm pruning the plant, and part of it broke, and I trimmed that off, and it's just like I'm engaged in something that I hadn't been paying attention to for a really long time, and it's very nourishing. And what we're looking for here is nourishment. Okay, how do we nourish our souls? Randy's going to be impossible to stop after her. How long does it take you to do that ride, Randy?
That's a 7-day ride. 7 days. 7-day event.
So you're doing like about 80 miles a day or something like that?
Yeah, first day is about 74. It's up and down. They give you, first 3 days of this thing are absolutely killer, over 4,000 feet in elevation on day one. Last time we did it, by the way, the military came out and flew the stealth bomber over us multiple times on day one. It was so fun. And they flew low as they could go, they flew. And it is, that is like darkness creeping over you.
they do it at the Pasadena, at the New Year's Day parade in Pasadena, too. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, it's incredible. That's when you're like, heck yeah, America. You know, you just like, it's so, that's America. I mean, not that I'm for war and all that, but that thing is cool. makes the military
super
cool.
It's the protect part that you get to experience. You feel protected with it.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Not the way you frequently feel when you watch your government in action.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else? Is the Air Force comes, well, they came out the last time I did it, which was 2011. And they came out, and I think they had over 2,000 active duty Air Force in, you know, they all had a certain uniform, a biker uniform. And they came out to do good things. I broke down twice, and they stopped. They're like, hey, do you need any help? And first of all, they're Air Force. They're kind of hot. So number one, hot guy stopping to help you. Hello. Number two, they're totally helping everyone, and they give you a sticker. They actually ask you if they can help you. Number two, they say, can I give you a sticker? Because if I give you a sticker, the more stickers we have out, the more whatever we get. You know, so it's built in, just goodness everywhere.
So what does the sticker say on it?
It just says that I was something about, you know, Air Force and that I was helped. And so the more stickers they're able to give out, they get more praises some way.
You know what? I hope you're taking your longevity minerals double time.
Day.
Do you double up for something like this? Do you take more than you normally take?
Yeah, I'm actually ramping my body now because that week is a total breakdown on the body.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You know, with marathon runners, I think they lose up their nutrients in like the first 45 minutes or something.
Yeah, it's not long at all. I think it's 45 or 90 minutes. It's done.
Something like
all
that.
Gone. Mm-hmm.
So are you going to be taking that stuff? Are you going to be taking Youngevity with you?
Yes. Yep, I'm taking all my Youngevity and my Protandim with me, and I'll be replenishing all throughout every day as well as just ramping up at night to try and heal. Because you do get hurt. It's hurtful.
It is
especially,
hurtful?
Especially, you know, where that bike seat is.
Can you do any kind of a special bicycle seat, or do people do that?
I'm sure they do. I don't do like a big wide cushion thing. Mine's all streamlined as much as I possibly can. So,
are you telling us you have a streamlined butt?
I could be. I will after that.
So you expect to lose weight on this trip?
It's funny because I can't say that I lost weight on it. You probably gain because you're building so much muscle that entire time, and you're eating literally like a horse. You're taking so much out, you stop continually to refuel. And I can't say that I lost weight on it, but I definitely gained muscles that never existed before. Hills that, you know, were killer on my legs prior to doing RAGBRAI, I could go through them backwards in my sleep after RAGBRAI. You build up that much muscle. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you take for muscle soreness?
This year is going to be different. I'm going to take something with me called V-Radical. And it's a phenomenal Youngevity product, and it's the best thing you can take for inflammation. So I'm planning on probably, because I'm going with my son, and my sister's going to go, and she's taking one of her kids. Between my son and I, we're probably going to put away a bottle a day. So I'm preparing to take about seven, eight bottles with.
So is your sister?
It's called Z-Radical, Z-Radical. And you can get it on... Helps with that. This comes from the sea urchins in the waters of New Zealand. It's a very pure, clean product. It's kind of, it's like a brown liquid, and it tastes phenomenal, and it's 100% pure. And it's, you know, they do mix a couple little fruit things in it just to probably, the original taste was probably not
so good. Oh my goodness,
so good.
Sea urchins and fruit, what a unique concept.
Yeah, it is the best product.
Oh my goodness, 1 minute. Gee, when you're having fun, what can I say?
This
program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, KoningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tiffy Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, Jonathan Grudoff, 42action.org, and DrValerie.com, and Dr. is all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, and Ron Simon. And great kudos to Ron Hayes for his fifth year being research director. It's so hard to believe we've been doing this so long. To John Young at our Total Gospel, big thanks for all of our airtime and friendship over the years. And a big thanks to webmaster Tramell Hubbard, merci beaucoup to Bent Magan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Do a mitzvah today. Give somebody a boost. Take charge of your life and create something original.
You're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is...
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.